God knows your strengths. He allows certain situations to happen in your life because He knows your heart. He is dealing with you according to your abilities, and He is aware of your hidden potential. You may think that your problems are too heavy for you, but remember that God knows what you can do. So do not lose hope. If you are tired, then you can rest in His presence. But please do not guilt. You may not appreciate your season because you find it challenging to overcome all of your problems, but one day you will thank God for teaching you valuable lessons. You will realize that everything works for God. You may have a lot of disappointments and questions, but lift up your worries and cares to God. You may not receive the explanation that you need right now, but go on and keep on walking, because one day you will see everything that God is doing. God wants you to experience the fullness of this life, but it takes a renewed mind to accept. Maybe God is just changing the way you think. Your situation right now will lead you to a perspective that is more aligned in His life. Just be patient. You may not feel His presence, because all you need see is darkness and fear is trying to consume you. But just stay committed to God. Stick to His words. And remember His promises. God wants to give you good things in life, and He wants you to experience more of Him. This is the best moment for you to increase your faith. Believe in His love. And receive His great promises in your life. Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. Your faith will never grow. Imagine that this life is just full of happiness. You don't have any problem or even pain. You won't be able to know God the way you know. Will you experience His comfortness? Maybe the difficult moment in your life are God's simple way. It's one way of telling. And one way or another, He will let you feel that you are still loved, despite the pain you feel inside. The difficult situation in life will remind you of God's faithfulness. He will always stay on. So if you are going through a very tough season, then always remember that it's the perfect time for you. You will discover a lot of exciting. Yes, you will cry, and tears may keep on falling in your eyes, but God will always comfort you. And soon you will experience what it feels like to be healed by His love. You will know that what. So take heart. You are just in the middle of a very beautiful journey with God. Don't stop holding His hand. He will guide your path. Let Him lead the way. And always put your trust in Him. You will never be denied. You will be stronger and more dependent on God. You will realize that only Him can satisfy your heart. Make the most of time with God. Enjoy this wonderful moment with Him. For Himself. In ways you can never imagine. Hallelujah, amen. We praise and trust God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. Emmanuel Jesus, Emmanuel God, amen, amen, amen. Dear God, I just don't know where to go. I'm just tired of this never-ending mess. I just don't know what will happen next. But despite of everything I have been through, I know that You will never leave me. That's why I fully trust in You. I trust You with my life. I surrender all my problems to You. I surrender all my pains. When life is so miserable for me, I know that You are making a way. When I can no longer understand what's happening, I know You are always there to guide me and that You will always carry me through. I pray that I will always set my eyes on You, no matter what will happen. Even if I am surrounded with people who doesn't know You, I pray that I will always acknowledge You wherever I go. I pray that I will always choose to please You rather than pleasing the people around me. Above all, Lord Jesus, I pray for courage. Amen. Courage to always trust in You. Amen. Hallelujah. Strength to always hold on to Your promise. Father, I need You more each day. I need Your love. I need Your presence to convict me about the best things. I need Your wisdom, Lord, on how to share Your. I need You in my life. And I know that if I am with You, everything will be all right. Lord, I don't know what will happen next. All I know is that You are always with me. Father, I lift up everything to You. I surrendered to You my future. Thank You for loving me all this time, Lord. Though I have so many imperfection, You are still there with me. Thank You for being faithful. I know I can't face it on my own, but because of your kindness, I have come this far. Your grace carried me through. Continue to bring glory to your name, Lord. I love you always and forever. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. I will stop striving. I will stop relying on my own understanding. I will stop putting all my trust in my own skills. Because I finally realized that everything in your kingdom, Lord, is not about my own works, but it's all about receiving. Because in the first place, you already prepared everything. And all I need to do is to open my mind and receive the portion that you prepared for me. I just learned that all this time. I am not living like your child. I keep to living like thinking that I am just nothing. But the moment you came to, you made me realize that I am your beloved, whom you had prepared a wonderful present for, and you want me to live inside your kingdom. But I can't do it, Father, without your presence. That's why. Please give me the courage to believe in you. Teach me how to make room for you inside my heart and throughout my life. Teach me how to be faithful to you. And as I commit my life in loving you, give me a heart that's always willing to die for myself so that you will live in me. Lord, now I know who I truly am. I am your precious child. I am no longer alone, but I belong in your family. Just raise my hand and sing hymn of praise. In times when I am full of doubts, I just remind myself that God never commits mistakes. When I am so with so many worries in life, I just think of things God blessed me. When I don't know where to go, I just imagine the hands of God holding me tight. when everything is so dark. I'll just remember his promises. Life is not perfect. We all experience pain. We all have doubts and fears. We commit mistakes. We sometimes feel empty inside. There are a lot of experiences that will break us. There will be people who will hurt us. But one thing is for say sure, God will never abandon us. He will always keep us safe. He will last until the end. That's why when you are down and broken, remember the goodness of God. Remember His great love for you. God will stay with us. Blessings. He gives us hope. So if you are so down and in pain, always put this in your heart. God loves you so much. Hallelujah, Jesus. He will take good care of you. He will fight for you. Amen, God. Amen, Jesus. He is your God. Love of God will always stay. He will remain faithful no matter what happens. And even if you wanted to lead your own life, God will still continue to do good things for you. Because that is your actions can never change. He is close to the brokenhearted. He also experienced brokenness. He also experienced pain. He knows what it feels like to be condemned. He knows what it feels like to receive judgments and criticize. Jesus knows what it feels like to be taken, but he didn't respond with hate. He didn't fight back with so much anger. Just Jesus did the opposite thing. He chose to understand the people around him. Jesus, he chose to forgive. He chose to love the people inside of hating him. Because he knew that the Father's love was greater than all the pain, and he knew that it was all worth it. Jesus didn't remain broken. Yes, he died. You are alive, Jesus. But on the third day, he rose again. Hallelujah, amen. And since then, the resurrection of Jesus became the most powerful event in the Christ that ever happened. And the wonderful message speaks about the hope that all we are claiming, that Jesus will give us eternal life. And through the Christ, he saved the humanity from sins. So if you feel so weak right now, support you. He already did everything just to have you back again. You just have to open your heart and receive His great love. And if you are not yet ready to receive His love, He will wait until you are ready to accept Him. You are a precious child of God. Just died for you to experience heaven. You are not a mistake. God has wonderful plans for you. Believe in His name, for He will sustain you. Have faith. God is making a way for you. He will do mighty things in your life. If you will just allow Him, life is uncertain. To have a lot of questions, where am I going?